Good.
Okay, we're in the middle of Mishnah Beis. We already did Perikov Gimel Mishnah Beis. We already did it the picture. So let's go through the Mishnah and the Rav again. Elu Tameim Mishum Merkav. The following are a list of things that Tameim Merkav. Number one is the Zoris Ha'ashkalaini. The Zoris Ha'ashkalaini, which is this saddle.
So it's on the other side. Elu Tameim.
We did all this for this. That was a shnav. We did that inside. It was cloth.
Elu Tameim, no?
Elu Tameim. Mishum Merkav. Because of Merkav, we're sitting down on something. Zoris Ha'ashkelaini. A Zoris Ashkelaini is a wooden, it's like a wooden saddle. It's like a saddle. It's we'll see them. We did the picture. It's made from wood. It's made from wood, and the only way you can use this when it's on the back of the animal, if you take it off, and you take it off and put it on the floor, it's not comfortable. You can't sit down upon this.
It has wood
like
pieces.
This.
We learned this one.
Yeah, we didn't
learned
do
the whole thing. With
no,
the
we did. We didn't. But we didn't do the Rav. We didn't do the Rav. We just went through the pictures.
Oh.
We didn't go through the Rav. Okay. The Zoris Rashkol, and that's this. Umidoicha hamodis modai. There is a mortar where you sit down on the bed. It's America. One leg goes on one side, one leg on the other side. You sit down and you go and you take the pestle and you go and you crush it. The avit shel gamol. Is this little cushion of a gamel? Vita piton shel sus. Here is a sus again, another type of. It's like a type of saddle. We'll see in the Rav. We did the picture already. Rabbi Yosi says afta potin shel sus tam mishum moishav. No, he disagrees because sometimes you take it off, you untie it, you put it on the ground, and you sit down upon it. Not as a merkav. A merkav always means you put one leg. You straddle your legs on two sides. You straddle one leg on this side, one leg on this side, or you straddle one leg on this side, and that's why you see all these things you're straddling. But and this also, but here he says, no, it's not so, because you can untie it, and you can lie down like a picnic blanket. A picnic blanket, and you can sit down upon it. Okay? So he says over here, after person shall sus, tamim shem mesha, mebne because, sha'im dim Allah bakum poin. It's some shum dim Allah bakum poin. So what does bakum poin mean? Bakum poin. Oh, let's see with the Rav. We definitely didn't do this because we don't know. Aval ukaf shal noka tame. Let's see the Rav. Zoris ho ashkeloni chagura rechava shabbat, a very wide belt. Okay, chagura. A very wide belt. Look like a garatel. I didn't realize that. It's like a garatel. You put it around on the animal. So like, think if I go like on my fours now, I put something around, like a belt.
Good.
Which you wrap the animal. Targum vayachavishas chamaroi v'zoris. Ah, targum. Say this in davening. Say this every day. Vayachavish he saddled his donkey. Targum is v'zoris. V'ashkaloi noisim osim shal eitz.
V'zoris. Different
wood. That is a targum.
Targum meant. That he did it quickly, but
no. He's saying the targum of the word vayachbosh is bezoris. It means the saddle.
Oh, I thought bezoris means that.
I don't know. You're right. Zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs.
That he did it himself.
He did it himself early in the morning.
Right.
Quickly. From here we learn zrizim akdim in the mitzvahs. So you make a bris milah very early.
Right.
With ashkeloin oisim oisim shalish nafli meishman of wood. Because they call it called zoris. Ashkeloin shalish ashem mochem. It's called the Zoris Ashkeloni. In Ashkeloni made out of wood, it's a wooden saddle pretty much. And it's bent, so you can't go take it and lie down as a picnic table, as a picnic cloth. Okay, you can't lie down, you have to go and you have to only... Okay, Midoicha Modis. What's Modis Machtesha Sasuya Mi Bimodai? It's a mortar that is made in Modai. Helporasu Modai. Okay, case name of a place, Modai. Machtesha, Mordu Hasu Bimodai, Lichim Chitika Seitz, Gedel of Allah of Ava Barucha, the Chogukim Kimin Machtesha Bimtsa, the Roich Vimolech Mikan Vikoshim, you ride. You put one foot on this side, one foot on that side, and you go and you crush things in the middle. It's called a merkav. Avichal gamol targum b'char ha gamol Bechar means the pillow of the gamol. Be'avita the gamla. Be'avita the gamla. It's an oven of the gamol. Okay. Tapiton shel sus. Ukov shel sus. It is the saddle of a horse. A horse. B'loshon Mishnah. Tapiton shemo. V'shel gamol ovet shemo. Each creature has its own unique name for its saddle. If you are a gamol, then you call it a ovet. If you are a horse, then it's called a tapitin. That's what it says. Each one has a different name. Mekulon kol echot shmoy lov. Mekulon merkav heim. Elo sheyesh mehem shepamim asuyim leishiv aleihem. Sometimes you sit down, you untie, you lie down as a picnic blanket. So that's what exactly Rabbi Yossi says. Av tapiton shel sus ha-moshav de'ein tamei merkav el ha-miyuchad u'chiva be'pisuk raglayim ve'ein osu leishiv aklal. And therefore, he holds back couldn't point. Here he explains what it means. Very good here. So now we have the translation. Sode she soicha kim sham hamelach ma field. A kun point is a field where kings sport. Okay, sode. It's basically a royal picnic area. No, picnic area. Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe it's a football area. Maybe they go play. What's it called? They play. What's that thing called? No, you go on a horse, you have a...
Don't you mean?
What is that called?
I don't like it, so I don't know.
Sade she'seichakim sham hamalachim v'regilim l'sheves alahal. He plays, Prince Charles plays this type of sport. Sade she'seichakim sham hamalachim v'regilim l'sheves al ha'topiton shel sus. You sit down on the saddle of the horse, liros b'schoy kamel, to go see what the king does. Kilgadifatami moshav, it's called moshav. Kun poin is a sade. B'loshon laz, amzor, kunpo, the ain halacha, you don't paskin ke Rabbi Yosi, avalukov shal noko tome. What is a noko? Rambam perish tome moshav. The polig at the piton shal sus. Even though he's chalik on the atabi shal sus, boy, the book of shal noko. Okay, now what exactly is the noka? Ukov shel noka, is that an animal? What's a noka? It doesn't tell me what a noka is. I don't know what a noka is.
He doesn't tell you either? No picture?
I think there must be a certain type of animal, a certain type of exotic animal. And we have machlekes over here, and the Rav is telling us machlekes who is moided to who. So now with all this information, let's go back and chaz the Mishnah with more clarity. Elu temein mishum merkov. The following is mishum merkov. Zoris vashkoloini. Okay, here we got the Zoris vashkoloini. The Zoris vashkoloini. Okay, here it is. It's only Merkav and not Moshav. Umedoicho Hamodis. Now, I don't know, I forgot. I have to go back in Chaz, the first Mishnah. The Chiluk Dina between a Merkav and the Moshav. They have different laws. Different laws. A Merkav and Moshav have different halachas. But for right now, basically, the only way it can become tummy is when it's on the animal. A Moshav can be tummy even when it's not on the animal, even when it's lying on the floor. Even when it's lying on the floor. But there are more Chiluk Dina, which I don't remember. But they have Zoris Hashkoloni and Mudei Chamo. This, we have this piece of wood which you've cut out of a hole in the middle. You have a mortar and you go and you start crushing some spices. We have a shell, a gomel. We have a camel. And we have a cushion. And Vita Piton Shel Sus. That's the situation. Rabbi Yossi Omer Avta Piton Shel Sus Tami Mishon Moshav. No, because occasionally you'll untie those little knots and you lie it down as a nice little blanket and the picnic area you have to sit down upon. So therefore it's not just Tami Mishon Merkav, because Merkav is where you straddle your two feet on both sides, but even it can be Tami Mishon Moshav, and Moshav is where you're sitting your entire body. You are resting your entire weight, even your legs are resting upon the cloth which is in the picnic area. Is that good to you?
Good, yeah.
Is that clear to you? Because you rest upon it in a field that is used for kings for recreation.
Okay.
In other words, a picnic area.
Okay.
And then, now, here comes the hard part.
Yeah.
The hard part is, Aval ugum shel noko tamei. So what does this mean? So someone is saying that who's saying who's saying this? Rambam Perish, Tamim Shem Moshav, Tanakam Kamala. This is no longer a continuation of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Amirav Tapam Shal Sus Tamim Shem Moshav. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, I disagree with you, Tanakam. You, Tanakam, told me the top Piton Shal Sus is only Merukov and not Moshav. Rabbi Yossi says, I'm Choylik. Yeah?
And I'm saying just.
Now along comes the Chachamim. Yeah. The one that speaks the Uk of Shodnach Tomei Mishum what? Moishav. The Uk of Shodnach, according to the Tanakhama, not only it's not going to be like the Zerz Ashkeloni and the Meducha Hamodis and the Ovit and the Tapotin, because all of these four, 1, 2, 3, 4, are only Tomei Mishum Merkav, the Amishum Moishav. I agree to you that the oak of the saddle of a knock, I think it's a certain type of camel. Okay, do you remember those from Dafyomi? You learned Dafyomi?
Yeah.
There's a knocker. The Gemara talks about a knocker every so often. Remember that?
Yeah.
You went to Dafyomi over Shab, over Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Where do you go to Dafyomi?
In Israel, by Rabbi
Lipton. Knocker, so the knocker is a type of camel. So the uk of shalnaka is tamei mishum. Is tamei mishum mishum moishav. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's tamei mishum moishav.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. Okay. That's according to the Rambam. But according to the Rabbi Yosai Perish was pumfakert. It's the one that's speaking is Rabbi Yossi Kamala. Rabbi Yossi is saying that I agree to you that Ukav Shalnaka it's only Mishum Rechiva Merkav and not Mishum Mishum Moishav. You see, some say just the opposite. Who's speaking here? Rabbi Yossi Oysa, Yossi Oymer, Afta Piton Shal Sustam Mishum Moishav. But I, Rabbi Yossi, agree that when it comes to the Ukav Shalnaka it's only Tamim Mishum Merkav.
Correct.
Okay, so it can go both ways. Allah Mishnah Mishnah. Oh, now Iktach explains. The Merkav Moshe, now it is our Kasha, explains what the difference is. Okay, this Mishnah Klar? It's a very hard Mishnah base. Mishnah Gimel. Ma Bein Merkav Moshe, what's the Merkav Moshe? So the most Merkav, Cholak Magor.
We should go over it again now.
Okay, let's go over it again. Good. Chazor Elu Tmei Mishum Merkav. The following Mishnah Merkav. Zori Suashkeloini. That's this piece,
right.
Okay? That's Umedoicha Hamodis. That's this. The Ovid Shel Gomel. That's this little cushion. Vita Piton Shel Sus. According to the Chachamim Tanakama, we have four things. The Tapot Shel Sus is this. All four, 1, 2, 3, 4, have in common. The only way they can become Tomei is Merkav Na Moshev. Why? The only way you sit upon these four things is by straddling. A leg on one side, a leg on the other side. Along comes Rabbi Yossi. I agree with you in three. 1, 2, 3, I agree. But in this, I disagree. Because this is dual functional. Not only can this be done to Merkav through straddling, you can take it off and make it into a nice little picnic cloth. Where? What kind of fields? In the big, beautiful fields that are used for recreation by the kings. Kol b'nei Yisrael Malachim Haim. Park area. When you drive in the highway, park area. Rabbi Yossi, I'm afta piton shel sus tam mishum moshav b'nei Yisrael emdim Allah b'kum point. So if I disagree. Okay? So three, I agree with you. Now comes the next part. Avaluk of shel nokot tamei. Who's saying this? So we have two approaches. Either the Chachamim.
I'm saying it.
1, 2, 3, 4. But this, the uk of shel nokot of this type of camel, the south type of camel, I agree to Rabbi Yossi that it's dual functional.
Dual.
Not only is it going to be Tamei Shum Merkav, it's going to
also
be Tamei Shum Moishav. Or we can say the one that's saying this is Rabbi Yossi is saying this. Even though I disagree with the Chacham with regard to case number 4, I agree with them with regard to case number 5, the Uk of Shalnaka, that it's only going to be Tamei Mishum Merkav, not Tamei Mishum Moishav.
Beautiful.
Okay? Klar?
Or it's according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that all these others, 1, 2, 3, 4.
According to Rabbi Yossi, 1, 2, 3, I agree with you, the Chachamim.
Right.
That it's Tamei Mishum Merkav. 4, I disagree.
Right.
But even though I disagree with number 4, I don't disagree with number 5.
Ooh.
Number five, I agree. I agree number five is going to be Tal Mishra Merkav and not Mishra Moshav.
Right.
Good?
Wow. See, it's two extremes. Because if it's according to the Chavim, it's one extreme, and according to the Yossi, it's the other extreme.
Extremist. Weiter. Weiter. Ma bein Merkav l'moshav. Okay, now we go, what's the chilik between a Merkav and a Moshav? Merkav cholak magoy mimasoi, u'moshav cholak magoy mimasoi. A Merkav, there's a difference between touching and carrying. U'moshav cholak magoy mimasoi. There's no difference.
What does that mean?
Okay, let's just see further. Let's just see the Chumash. So if we have some discussion. Tapis shel chamor shu yeshiv v'lecha tohara, shina bo es hanikavin. Oy, if you go change the holes, oy she peretzon zelus of zet tmeya. Okay, so there are two new parts of the Mishnah. The second part of the has nothing to do with the first part of the Mishnah. Let's see the picture for the chil between the
nice,
between two.
Nice pictures.
Picture of Noah. Here we go. We have here a person. Okay. Got a menshala. He's holding. You see the merkav? You see over there? You can't
he's
sit
on his shoulder.
On his shoulder, he's touching it, and he's holding over here a utensil. Okay, begadav nitmav nasim uishulotam. So he's holding merkav. He's wearing clothing.
How can you read the top one on the left?
Begadim vekelim shnoigim mochem b'shosh noisei esam tuma nitmoim imav nasim uishulotam kimoisai. Whatever he's wearing
or holding
becomes tamei just like him. Begodim, the kelim, shenogea b'chem b'shosh shenoyseyes hatuma. When he's carrying the tuma, nitmoim imo v'nasim rishon l'tuma kimoy. So what is the merkav? The merkav is an av hatuma. Yeah, av. Av automatically makes you go down one madrega. So his flesh, his hands, the flesh becomes a rishon. Yeah. So you would assume that if my flesh becomes a rishon, that my clothing remains tohar. Well, this is not a good example because he's making direct contact with the clothing loss. But let's make believe he wasn't actually touching it. So he's saying a very chiddush that when it comes to merkav, begodav nitmoim nivnasim rishon l'tuma kumay, so the kli also. Whatever you're carrying or wearing becomes just like you. If I am a rishon, my clothing becomes a rishon. If I'm a rishon, what I'm holding in my hand becomes a rishon. Is that clear?
Correct.
Now, in contrast, let's see. We have no say as a merkav nasa rishon l'tuma v'chein begodim v'kelim shenegei b'chem b'shot moment shenoy say as satum. Now we're saying there's another condition. You have to only become something at the moment. The moment when you're holding the moment that you're holding these things, they become tamei. V'im chada melos say as a merkav. Let's say you put it down on the ground. Who we shine, and no longer we put on new clothing. You go and take a change of clothing. They're not going to become tamei, and the thing that you now touch and contact and is not going to become tamei. They no longer become tamei. Here in this picture, we have over here. He's touching. No, gay. He's not carrying. He's touching. Look, here is the merkav. The merkav is on the floor, and he's giving it a kick. He's touching it. No, gay merkav. This is the difference. This is the difference between touching and carrying. Here he's not carrying it. Here he's touching it.
Here he is carrying it.
He is carrying it. Memela, when you're carrying it, your clothing becomes a rishon, and the jug becomes a rishon. Even as while you're carrying it, here you're not carrying; you're touching.
He's
carrying a utensil. He's carrying a utensil, but that's not the source of tumah. The utensil is 100% tar. The source of tumah is the saddle. So the saddle is an avatumah, and his toe is in contact with it. But that's not called carrying, that's called touching.
Correct.
We could have given an example where he's touching it with his other hand. Maybe have it on the shelf and he's touching it. We gave him the example where he's touching with his foot. So, it says here, Begadav v'kelim shenogei b'chem b'shas ma'goy einam nitmoim imo. Yeah? They did not become tamei. V'zeh chiluk ma'goy ma'soy. Hanogei b'merkav v'hu nasa rishon l'tomo a'ach lo'ya kelim. We see the between carrying and touching, like it has been illustrated in the picture. Aval hamishkav mitame b'magoy k'moy b'masoy v'nogeh b'mishkav mitame b'godim b'kelim b'kelim asher nogeh b'chem b'shos shanitma v'heim nasim rishon l'tumo k'mo. So this was not a mirkav. That's the chumar. So it comes out a mishkav is much more chumur.
Yeah.
If this was a mishkav,
yes,
and not a moishav, then the jug would become a rishon. If this was a moishav, not a merikav,
right,
it would not make a difference. This case and this case, in both cases, the person's clothing and
would
the jug
tame.
would become tame. Would not make one bit of a difference. That's the chiluk between the two. Okay. Okay, let's go quickly. We're running out of time. We will get a time. Tofiach shol chamor. I really have to daven. It's not good. Tofiach shol chamor. Shu yoshev lof tohara. Tofiach shol chamor. This is, I don't know, what is this? What's a tofiach? It's a saddle. I think it's a package holder. It's like people put on. Okay, it's a saddle. Let's see. Tofiach shol chamor. Ein boivi am a scariest tefach. You don't have this. It's not a thickness of a tefach. It's a frame. There's some type of board. You're putting board. Maybe you're putting this on the board to carry packages. You want a flat surface.
Uh-huh.
Is the people on top of their car? They put a frame on top of the car in order they can carry packages.
I think so. Yeah.
You just can't go put on top of the car a package. You have to go put that on top of the fasten a holder, and on top of the holder you can put down packages.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is. Here's the car. Okay. Here's a very nice Mercedes.
Right.
And you just can put a package in the back of the chamor. You have to put down like one of those frames. Maybe they carry bikes. Ever see that? They have bikes.
Right.
You got to put it on a rack. So here's the rack. You use this rack
to put bundles, burdens.
You don't sit on it. It's not very comfortable.
It's not a saddle.
Not a saddle. Okay, when you came in, it's not a merkav. A merkav is only for sitting human beings. Or because it's not a thick, it's not a tefach thick, it's not right for riding. Shina ba es hanikavim haisva al ashilve eitz l'orichat. Let's say you add rows of twigs, of beams, of pieces of wood. Then aldei ribu shalve eitz to adding lots of pieces of wood. Ne'eses so hatafiach ruuya l'uchiva. Adding a lot of different strands of wood, it becomes fit for sitting upon. Now it can become. Now you can sit on as a saddle. Okay, got it?
Yep.
Let's see Chaz the Mishnah. Ma bei merkav l'moishav. What's the merkav l'moishav? Merkav cholak magoy mimasa. There's a difference between mag and masa. But u'moishav loy cholak magoy mimasa. There's no difference. All the same. You will become a rishon.
Merkav cholak magoy mimasa. If merkav is something that you sit,
merkav, then there's a difference between touching it. In this case,
chalak between maga and masa.
There's a difference.
If you touch it or you carry it on your shoulder. Right.
Umoyishav loy chalak magoy masa. There's no difference
either way.
Tafish shel chamor. This
frame
of a chamor. Shuyoshev alecha tohira. It's not called a
merkav. Right, because nobody sits on it.
Shina bo es hanikavin. Let's say you change, which means the way they train means you add all of these. You add all of these slats of wood. That's what it means. All it means. I don't know. Es hanikavim oish sheperitzon zelus harzeh, or you breach one into the other. You have two means in the Rav. Tameya. Then it becomes a meshkav.
Because you can sit on it.
Yeah, that's what it says. Okay, we have to see more clarif tomorrow. We're out of time.
20 minutes.
20